Environment New Jersey Director Doug O'Malley says the bill on the governor's desk is wrongheaded.
It's going to commit $300 million a year for an unlimited time period to an aging nuclear fleet with a lack of true financial transparency. There's nothing in this legislation that guarantees that subsidies will be restricted to just New Jersey facilities. These subsidies could very easily go to out-of-state facilities in Pennsylvania.
Dennis Hart with the Chemistry Council says the subsidies could result in hundreds of thousands of dollars of increased electricity costs for manufacturing businesses already struggling to stay in the state. PSE&G says without the subsidies, it might have to close its three nuclear plants in South Jersey. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.